there, and welcome to the Lazy Artpreneur Podcast. I'm Lexi Reed, your friendly guide on this artistic journey. Consider this your shortcut to success, sparing you endless hours on Google and YouTube trying to crack the code of content marketing. In each bite-sized episode, I'll be sharing three easy steps to craft fresh content, repurpose it wisely, and shine a global spotlight on your art. Overwhelmed by tech jargon or tools like AI and Zapier? No worries, this podcast got you covered. Forget about that 50-50 marketing rule. Let's maximize our art and minimize the hustle. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Lazy Artpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lexi Reed, and this is the fourth episode in the series. So last week, I hope you enjoyed my interview with the landscape artist, Kelly Herrick. I definitely learned a lot of tips and tricks about building an online community and finding my creative niche from her interview. Today, we're getting back to our artist hub, our website, and we're going to be talking about the pages that are key to your website. So the focus for today is that we're getting into your homepage structure and some of the key design elements that are going to be listed there. All right, so first of all, why does your homepage matter so much? It comes down to first impressions matter. The homepage defines your brand, your personal brand, your artist's identity online. It's typically the most highly trafficked page of your website, and your visitors are going to decide very quickly if they're going to stay or if they're going to leave. Typically, the statistic is about 5 to 6 seconds per landing on the homepage, and then a quick scan to see if it's going to meet what they're looking for. So having a well-structured homepage is going to help both boost conversions, which is hopefully to make browsers into buyers, and also help with building your personal connections to your audience. So the first element we're going to look at is starting at the top of your homepage, which is the small but mighty navigation bar. The main thing to remember here is that what you want to do is keep the navigation simple and intuitive to the user. You just want to list your essential pages. Obviously, the link to the homepage, the one we're talking about. You may want to include an About Me page, your artworks or gallery pages, any services or courses you offer, and a contact page. You may also have a link to your blog, your podcast, or maybe your YouTube channel. And you want to keep the labels very descriptive. Keep them simple. In this case, clarity does beat out creativity for the navigation. For example, keeping the label for contact is simple. You may not just want to have a tab saying hello, because people may not actually understand that that's your contact page. Visitors should be able to find your menu bar to find out what they need within seconds. So definitely structure your navigation bar with your website's main structure and its main page priorities. You can have submenus beneath those main labels, but you want to keep it pretty uncluttered at the top of your page. All right, next, we're going to skip all the way down to the bottom of the homepage, and now we're looking at some footer fundamentals. So your footer is what anchors your website. It's a great place to have additional information and other links. I would suggest that you list your social media icons here and not at the top of your homepage. The main idea you want is to keep visitors on your webpage or your homepage as long as possible. And if you put your link to the Instagram at the top of your page, they may jump to that right away and not actually take a look at your website, which is what you do want to encourage them to do. You want to have them stay on your artist hub as long as possible. Some of the other typical things you include in your footer here is maybe an additional link to your contact page. You may also want to have a sign up here to your email or newsletter, make it easy for them to sign up. In addition to the social media icons, I'd also list other additional links to important pages such as your terms and conditions, maybe a disclaimer page, your privacy policy, and also a good thing to have is a link to any frequently asked questions, your FAQs. You may also include a brief artist or value statement at the bottom here. Okay, so we have now covered the navigation bar at the top of your homepage and the footer at the bottom. So next, let's talk about what the meat of the sandwich is between these two slices of bread. This is what we call the hero section, and it should communicate the essence of your art and your personal brand in a quick glance. Many hero sections start with a large banner image or video. On my art website, it's a full-width image. It's a three-image slideshow, and it shows a close-up from my latest paintings, and it cycles through these images on autoplay. You want to use a captivating hero image that represents your most current and significant work. So next, beneath the hero image, you're going to have three main lines of copywriting. You're going to have a headline, and it should spark some curiosity in the reader. You want to have a subheadline that's going to add some context to that, and you want to include a call to action, a CTA that stands out, and this could be done in a different font or typically done with a button beneath that header and subheadline. Okay, so what do you want to have in your headline? This is usually the problem statement that your audience is facing. They're looking for an answer when they're coming to their website. They're looking to buy art. They're hopefully looking to buy your art. And so you should have a problem statement. Here's your headline. You want to identify the audience problem that your art solves. And you can use some emotional storytelling here to engage them. Then next, beneath that headline, you want your subheadline where you present your art as the solution to their problem. You know, they have bare walls, and your art is exactly the solution that they need for their bare walls. You want to showcase the benefits here, not just the features. You don't want to just give a laundry list of, yeah, it's acrylic, it's on canvas, it's 20 by 20. You want to highlight the emotional benefits, the transformation it's going to make in their home when they hang it on their wall. And that's going to help differentiate your art from your competitor's art. And these benefits should echo emotionally with your audience. You're speaking to them about your art. You're trying to present your art in order to, say, maybe calm a busy mind, to bring a room's comfort level together. These are the key things you want to highlight as the benefits, the transformation that your art's going to bring to their room, their living room, their office space. You know, what is the impact it's going to make in their lives when they hang this? The other thing you can include in the hero section here is testimonials to support the benefits from past clients who may have purchased your artwork. You can also add an additional link to the FAQs here, which may help to address and alleviate any buyer hesitations. You know, talk about how you wrap everything carefully and how you ship the artwork. What happens if they aren't happy with the artwork? Do you take returns? Do you do exchanges? You want to present the answers ahead of time that help alleviate any hesitation that's holding them back from making that purchase. All right, so in addition to this copy on your hero section, think of your website as an extension of your art, and having an engaging site helps turn your visitors into art fans. You want to have some interesting tidbits here on your homepage. The writing should connect with your audience. Your visuals should also keep showing your unique artistic voice. If you want to keep a very uncluttered looking website and just focus on artworks, you can also include a couple of pictures of you creating or in your studio. And again, you want to scatter those calls to action throughout the copy to break up the blocks of text as well. All right, so next we'll talk about the power of social proof. We touched a bit on testimonials, but having testimonials from satisfied customers, these are what you'd call pure gold. They can significantly increase the know, like, and trust factor. And you want to show a variety of testimonials to have a broad appeal. Maybe you did a commission. Maybe somebody bought a piece of art from you at a local show. Maybe they saw the piece on your website and fell in love with it there. Try to also include images with your testimonials when possible. You'll also want to highlight any notable collaborations or media releases that you might have. Maybe add a quote or an article excerpt tab, and then have that linked somewhere else in your website where it expands on that quote or news story. The other design element you can add on your hero section is what's called a merit badge, just like in the Girl Guides. These could be local logos of places you've been featured in or art shows you participated in. I have some logos on my website of magazines that I was featured in, and also some of the arts councils I belong to as well. The other elements you can include in the hero section are links to services or courses you might offer. For example, I have several offerings listed on my homepage. One is a done-for-you art curation, one is a done-with-you for art collaboration, and one is Done in a Flash, which is my very important person intensive, where we basically get together and design personal art for the customer. You may also want to give a snapshot to a high-level biography of you as an artist. You know, just give a little elevator pitch to yourself and what your job is as an artist. And you can have a call to action here that links to your about page. So if I go from my webpage from the top, it says my artist website where it says Lexi Reed Studio. I have six navigation labels from left to right. That's home, artworks, resources, blog, about, and contact. In the hero section below, I then have three banner sections that cycle that are close-ups of my most recent abstract landscapes. Beneath that banner image, I have the headliner and a subheadline with a call to action button that says, discover your next favorite artwork. And this CTA button links directly to my current art that I have for sale on my website. I have those merit badges as well that we talked about, and then a little bit of additional copy which speaks directly to my audience. And I ask them, you know, are they looking for their personal piece and how can I help them with that? All right, moving down the hero section, it has my services that I can help them with, working with them or working for them. I try to break up the text in different sizes of fonts and mixing images with quotes, give a variety on the page. There's also a series of snapshots of myself, pictures of me with my art materials, my tools, so they get a sense of what I look like and what I use in my studio. There's a little snippet of me as describing me as an artist with a get to know me call to action, which leads to my about page. I also have a quote from a satisfied client testimonial there. Again, giving that important social proof. And at the bottom of my hero section, I list my value statement. And again, a last call to action to link to my portfolio with the art that's currently for sale. The footer at the bottom of my homepage has a sign up for my newsletter with additional links to different important web pages as well as my social media icons. Okay, so cycling back around to talking about some of the benefits to your customers, you can give some of the top highlights of your offerings. Again, you want to link those features back to emotional benefits to your audience. These benefits and transformations help to support the emotional decision-making of your process. The frequently asked questions are there to help close the deal. You want to anticipate, address any common questions that have and help to overcome any objections before they arise. These FAQs help act as a silent salesman, so you want to keep them concise and to the point. And definitely include a call to action in your FAQ section that leads back to your gallery page as well. All right, in conclusion, just to recap some of the key points, you want to have a very clear navigation bar at the top of your homepage. You want to have a footer at the bottom with additional links and a sign up to your email list or newsletter, and an easy way to contact you as well. And then you have your main hero section, where you're going to have a big banner image that speaks to your current artworks. You're going to have a headliner, that's the problem statement. You're going to have a subheadline when you're going to propose the solution to their problem, which is looking for artwork for their walls. And then you're going to have a call to action, which will click through to your gallery or to your online shop. And after that, you can be a bit creative with the hero section framework. You can have those merit badges, you can have testimonials, and you can have little snippets of an elevator pitch that speaks about you and your artworks. So all of this is to help your audience stay longer on your website and get to know you better, to build that know, like, and trust factor, and hopefully lead to some future art sales. And if you thought these tips were helpful, please give the podcast a positive review, subscribe and share it with your art buddies, and check out my show notes for free guides on content marketing for artists, including some secrets to successfully writing an art blog. And if you have any questions or, you know, your own homepage tips to share, please drop them into the comments below or send me a DM on Instagram at Lexi Reed Studio. And that's all I have for you today. So next week, we will examine your about page structure, which is arguably the most important web page after your homepage. So look forward to that episode coming out next week. Until then, take care and I'll talk to you later. Bye for now. Don't want to miss out on more tips from the Lazy Artrepreneur? Hit that subscribe button on your go-to podcast platform. And hey, if you've got artist buddies aiming to sell online, share this with them. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you soon.